Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Texas blues bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, having a great visit with our good friend Steve Del Bianco. I'm Jim Blasingame. Steve is the... He's the director, the executive director of NetChoice.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. In fact, I was telling you about it before it was an organization. When Steve was joining us years ago, putting this together, what a great resource it is for you and me. You're benefiting from this, folks, immeasurably, and you probably don't even know it. Please go to that website, NetChoice.org, and see what they're doing, and I encourage you to support them if you can. Steve, we're talking about your iOffer, your fall 2012 iOffer list. These are people who are abusing, who are trying to impinge and infringe upon our use of the Internet, including small businesses. And you got another one to tell us about.
Yep, Jim. Number two on the list is fascinating. There's a small business called Uber, that's U-B-E-R, and they're a driving service. They're a limousine service where drivers have an application and members or passengers have a little app on your smartphone. When you want to find an Uber car, it knows your location, it knows where the nearest driver is, and you click on a sedan or an SUV, depending on what you need.
Yep.
It tells you how many minutes away. They pick you up and take you to your destination.
I've been in Washington D.C. in some neighborhoods, and I'm blocks from the nearest major intersection where there'd be a car, a cab that would be handy as everything.
Oh, Jim, it's not just in cities where cabs don't like to go, but in some of the suburban areas where the office parks are. Think about finding a taxi there.
Doesn't happen.
So Uber is a fabulous innovation. It's all based on the smartphone. You don't have any cash because it automatically comes off of your credit card. There's no tipping.
Mm-hmm.
And these drivers are all the cleanest of cars, and it's a fabulous service.
Yep.
And that's the problem.
But people are trying to
kill it. It's so good that the taxi cab drivers and the taxi commissions, and they're notorious for having a lot of power in their cities, are trying to crush it.
What's their justification? How can they justify that?
Because they believe it's unfair competition. In Washington, D.C., the taxi commissioners twice tried to shut them down by declaring the service illegal and then change the rules so that Uber has to charge five times as much as the taxis charge.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. New York City Taxi Commission issued a notice that taxi drivers cannot use electronic hailing or payment applications. That's amazing.
Wow,
this is the kind of barrier to e-commerce that
this is very much like the realtor search scenario, isn't it? Where they
don't remind me of that.
No kidding. Yeah, folks, we got to get our heads out of the sand. We got to, dinosaurs are extinct, and if you're still one, and I'm, if you're a small business, folks, this is just the way of things, and you're not going to stop it. You're not going to hold back this tide. You might as well figure out a way to make it to incorporate technology, incorporate this capability into your traditional business model. And I promise you, once you do, you'll like it because it means more business.
Oh, definitely.
What's the next one?
I'll jump to number five and we'll wrap it up. Number five on the awful. You know, everybody thinks about what happens when you die, but more and more of us are thinking about what happens to your online accounts when you die.
Right.
What happens to your Facebook page or your Yahoo?
What about
email
my website?
Account?
I got thousands, tens of thousands of pieces of information on my website. What happens if I get run over by a truck, Steve?
Well, and the good news is that places like Facebook and Yahoo, they have a terms of service. It's on their website and says what they do when you die. And Facebook, for instance, has an option on there to memorialize your account, and that means that they freeze the account so that people can't change it, but your friends could still, for several months, post comments about you.
Right.
You might leave a comment behind.
So why is that on the, why is that on the, that sounds good, why is that on the list?
Yeah, you know why? Because Facebook's trying to do what it is I want them to do, but that's not good enough because two states, Oklahoma and New Jersey, have decided that an executor has the right to manage the account regardless of what your wishes are. Yeah, they want to designate that an executor can come in and override your wishes. They may have access to personal communications. They could actually continue to post as if you were alive.
Wow.
And it's not so much the mischief I'm worried about. It's the point that an executor probably has no clue what I wanted to do in my interaction with my friends. They ought to just respect the wishes that I set up on my Facebook account and not interfere. And that's really what we're trying to do, is to beat those laws back right now.
Well, that, I have to tell you, I mean, I know that's an interesting report, that last one you gave us. It, of all the things that we talked about, though, that's the kind, not really high on my level of urgency, but it's good to know about. Folks, you need to think about this. I have a friend, one of my best friends died recently, and, you know, his I wondered what happens to all his stuff. So think about that. Hey, thank you, Steve, for being here. Good job today. iAuffle.
Jim, thanks for all you do for small business.
I appreciate it. iAuffle, but you can find that, folks, the list at netchoice.org. Please check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.